This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Donald Trump has arrived in New York before his historic booking and arraignment tomorrow on charges he paid an adult film star hush money to keep an alleged extramarital affair quiet before the 2016 election. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's an unprecedented chapter in American history, the first ever president to face criminal charges. But Trump aides are betting it could boost his chances of winning the White House again. One says the campaign has raised some $7 million since word of the charges broke last week. His lawyers see it all differently. They're asking the judge to ban images of the arraignment. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukraine denies Russian claims to have captured the eastern city of Bakhmut. Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of the Wagner mercenary force spearheading the siege, said on Sunday that his troops have raised a Russian flag on the city center's administrative building and taken control. Responding to these claims, Sergei Chervati, spokesman for the Ukrainian Eastern Military Command, said that Ukrainian troops were holding the city as they repel numerous enemy attacks. Meanwhile, Russian drones struck the strategic Ukrainian port city of Odessa in the early hours of Tuesday. In January, the United Nations Cultural Agency, UNESCO, designated the historic center of Odessa as a World Heritage in Danger site. Western pressure on Russia may increase as Finland officially enters NATO on Tuesday. Finland shares a 1,300-kilometer border with Russia. In response, Russia said they would strengthen their military capacity in western and northwestern regions. This is